Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I want to talk about a mineral, calcium. It's incredibly important in the body. It has a number of functions, and I think this would be great to update you on the benefits of calcium in your diet. First of all, let's run through what it's great for in your system. And did you realize that calcium helps to regulate your blood pressure? Well, most people don't know that. They only think about sodium in blood pressure, but actually three minerals, potassium, sodium, and calcium, work together to regulate your blood pressure. And we know that if you have a low calcium intake, it increases your risk for developing high blood pressure. Now, calcium is also connected with helping you maintain a good, healthy weight. All right? So you don't think about that either, do you? I know you think about calcium and your bones and having them strong and dense, but there's some really interesting research showing that if you've got a great calcium intake, it helps to manage your weight. And then the fourth reason we want to get good calcium in is that it reduces colon cancer risk. We're not exactly sure how it works, but research shows that people with a really good calcium intake through their diet, not through supplements, but through diet, have a lower risk for developing colon cancer. Okay, so I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, you know, calcium is really only important during childhood or during the teen years when bones are getting really hard and firm. But actually, there is a calcium requirement throughout your lifetime. And so let me just give you a quick rundown on that. You can see where you're at. Kids up through the teen years need between 800 and 1300 milligrams of calcium a day. Let me put it in perspective. A glass of milk has 300 milligrams. So that would be having three glasses of milk a day. Now, for adults up to the age of 50, you need 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day. Not once in a while, not two times a week when you decide to have cereal in the morning with calcium. Every single day, you need 1,000 milligrams of calcium for it to do what it needs to do inside your system. And then if you're 51 years of age and older, you need 1,200 milligrams of calcium. So really four servings, good servings of calcium a day. The best concentration of calcium is going to be in dairy products. I mean, Mother Nature had it figured out, and you can get all of your calcium through your diet. Supplements are great if you need to fill in here or there. Milk, yogurt, and cheeses are your most concentrated source of calcium. Are you doing low-fat products, dairy products, like the Heart Association suggests? You're not compromising on calcium. All they do is take out the fat. The calcium is still in there in its original amount. So don't feel you're compromising if you go down to fat-free milk. There are some other good calcium sources. They're just not absorbed as well. We only absorb partial amount of it. You'll find it in soy nuts and tofu. And I don't think too many people eat those products on a regular basis. Actually, canned salmon has some calcium because of the little bones in there. And then almonds and leafy greens like spinach and kale and mustard greens will have some calcium. But again, you don't absorb it at the same rate that you absorb the calcium from dairy products. And then don't forget calcium fortified products like calcium fortified soy milk and calcium fortified orange juice. Those are good replacements if you cannot drink milk. So you're probably thinking, okay, how the heck am I going to get 3 to 4 servings of dairy in a day? What am I going to do? And I'm not a big milk drinker. Okay, so think of it like this. At breakfast, if you have rolled oats, you might make it with milk instead of using water. Sprinkle some almonds on top of your cereal because that has calcium. And you might have a glass of calcium-fortified orange juice. And then in the mid-morning for a snack, you might pull out a light yogurt, you know, like 100-calorie yogurt. There's another 300 milligrams of calcium. At lunchtime, you might have a leftover salmon burger that you had the night before and have that in a sandwich and maybe use leafy greens to as part of that sandwich, like baby spinach, to put into your salmon burger sandwich. That would be great, wouldn't it? And that's a source of calcium. And then maybe an afternoon snack could be some light cheddar cheese on whole grain crackers. And then for dinner, you might make a vegetarian lasagna, but pack it full of ricotta cheese, maybe some tofu chunks, broccoli, which actually has a little bit of calcium in it, and then your side salad made with spinach and some soy nuts on it. Do you see how I'm just kind of blending in the calcium sources throughout the day? And then I'll tell you what, it's really great to have an ending to your day with a source of calcium because you absorb it really well while you're sleeping. While in the nighttime, your calcium will be absorbed through your intestinal tract. So you might end your day with a cup of hot cocoa made with some calcium-fortified chocolate soy milk. Ice cream is not very high in calcium. Darn. A lot of folks want to rely on that, but unfortunately, you really can't. A scoop of ice cream is only 50 milligrams of calcium. There are a couple good websites I want to share with you for getting some additional information about calcium and your bones. And one is through the National Dairy Council, nationaldairycouncil.org. They have some great recipes that use dairy products, and they focus on, of course, foods that are high in calcium. And then the National Osteoporosis Foundation, NOF.org, has some wonderful information about keeping those bones of yours nice and healthy, and that includes getting in calcium several times a day. That's it for today. Our discussion about calcium, I hope, was interesting to you. Now, just a reminder that you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith, and I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. So until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.